Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for today's weekday meditation. I want to invite you, when you're done today, if you haven't already, reach over to our sister podcast, over to the weekday podcast, and grab a cup of encouragement and be able to hear just a short piece of Scripture. And myself or my good friend Bobby McGraw, or possibly in Wednesdays, if you want to listen in, you could hear our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, who does a great job. And I know you'd enjoy their word as well. But today, I want to take you to 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. And the text says, "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We're not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, this is such a beautiful picture that John is writing. He's speaking so specifically that this is what Jesus has taught him. And you know, when Jesus departed from this earth to take his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, he gave us a very similar directive. He said that we're to teach all those who have now chosen him all the things that he's taught us. And it's summed up so beautifully here that the message we heard from Jesus, that God is light, that when we live in his light, we leave the darkness. I always picture that there's a spotlight in a dark room, and it's right in the corner of a floor, and I need to move toward the light because I need to move toward him. The light doesn't move toward me. I move toward the light. And this is part of the desire of the weekday meditation, that you might have a time of guided prayer. You might have a time of guided meditation where, with great certainty, you are moving toward his light. So let's take a few moments and pray together, and then prepare ourselves for a time of quietude, solitude, and meditation. Let's pray together. God, today, let us see your light shine so brightly that the sun can't even overpower it. Lord, let us walk in that light and run to you so that we might be able to walk in right step with Jesus our Lord. And Lord, today, would you let us have great fellowship with the Lord Jesus, yes, and with other believers and other people, so that we might be able to live a gracious life in step with you. And now let's prepare to meditate and draw attention to our breath. Don't breathe any differently than normal, but just let every muscle in your body just kind of fall at ease. Tell the Lord at least one thing you're grateful for right now. God, right now I'm grateful for, and then finish that. Now bring one thing before the Lord that only he could do in your life today, and ask the Lord to do something in your life so that you might know he is at work, and trust him even more in this one thing you're asking of him. And now bring before the Lord someone you work with, someone that's around you, someone that you're near to the most, the better part of the day. Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a child, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a boss. But whatever that is, just ask the Lord to step into their life today, and that he might show them how strong and mighty, and they might be able to follow in that light as well. And now I invite you to take just a few moments and listen to the Lord. Let him guide you toward that light. Let him guide you toward his likeness. To do so, I ask you to just get silent and still, comfortable, and listen for the voice of God, the nudging of God, the prodding of God. Even listen to him as he pulls you toward that light. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, friend, the text says, but if we're living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. Isn't that beautiful? One of the things I know that we need is we need other people in our lives, and we need other people to encourage us in our walk to the light. I invite you to share these weekday meditations with a friend. You can just hit the share button below. You can use social media or email or any way that you would like, but please feel free to share these. I trust it's been an encouragement today for you to be able to spend some time to hear from the Lord. God bless you, friend. We'll see you back again on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.